USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden reported a federal adjusted gross income of roughly $580,000. That's according to their 2022 federal income tax returns. The President and First Lady filed their income tax return jointly and paid $169,820 in combined federal, Delaware, and Virginia income taxes. The origins of COVID are still up for debate on Capitol Hill.
A new report from Senate Republicans claims COVID originated from two leaks in two Wuhan, China labs. Senator Rand Paul is on the Senate Health Subcommittee.
If you weigh the evidence on either side, there's a mountain of evidence on the side that this leaked from a lab, and there's really no evidence that it came from animals.
Paul also saying,
just admit the accident because it will help us in trying to prevent these things from happening again.
According to the report, an initial leak may have occurred sometime before September 2019, and the Chinese government tried to quietly contain the outbreak. I'm John Schaefer.
Fox News has settled with Dominion Voting Systems for roughly $787 million in what would have been a historic defamation trial in a Delaware court. The settlement officially ends the lawsuit. Entertainment provider Netflix announced it would soon stop the DVD-by-mail business that the company was built upon. After losing subscribers for the first time in a decade a year ago, the company took a series of steps to expand its customer base, including launching an ad-supported tier and starting to limit password sharing by the end of June. Explosions could be heard in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum yesterday in the first hour after a temporary ceasefire was due to begin. The proposed 24-hour ceasefire was intended to allow Sudanese civilians trapped in the fighting to obtain necessities like food and water. USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
The man who many believe was the future of the Democrat Party in Florida, Andrew Gillum, is in legal trouble. Gillum came close to defeating Ron DeSantis in 2018, with only around 34,000 votes separating him from DeSantis. But now he faces as many as two decades in prison. In 2020, he was found by police in a South Beach hotel room in the company of a man who appeared to have been overdosed on drugs. And last year, he was indicted by a federal grand jury, accused of lying to FBI agents and defrauding campaign mega donors and organizations that believe they were donating to a legitimate political cause. Gillum denies the charges. Kansas City's mayor says a recent shooting is based on racism.
That's what KC Mayor Quentin Lucas said Tuesday, expressing outrage and concern about what happened to Ralph Yarl as he tried to pick up his siblings last weekend. While the 84-year-old white suspect in the case says he opened fire when he thought he saw the black teen pulling on his storm door, the 16-year-old insists he was not reaching for or touching that door at all. Andrew Lester currently faces two felony counts, including assault. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former NFL defensive lineman and current XFL player Chris Smith has died at the age of 31. He signed with the XFL Seattle Sea Dragons in March. He played five games with the Sea Dragons, making five tackles. The cause and time of Smith's death was not immediately released. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.